welcome to Scotland, or welcome back to Scotland.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you back. How does it feel to be back, and especially at the first Transmit Festival?
Transmit already. I love it. I'm signed up. I think the sun helps, but it seems very nice. We were watching a bit of Circle Waves earlier, and the crowd are definitely up for a party, which is brilliant. You know, as a performer, that's kind of what you're looking for, is a bit of excitement. Because it is a game of give and take. Like, obviously you try and put your A game every night, but when the crowd's having it as well, that makes our job a little easier, you know?
Definitely. I was just outside for a bit of Stormzy and everyone was just running to the stage and everything.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's cool. And new material from you as well.
Yeah.
So this is maybe a little bit new for the audience. They might not have heard much
of this
stuff.
We kind of tried to strike a balance so that it's not like, you know, I'm going to play a new record back to front. The record, like, there is new tunes. It's still up in the air with planning. There's not, like, a set. Yeah. So what's happening when, I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask. But we've released one song officially, which is a song called Don't Matter Now, which I'm just like, I personally thought it was, like, the best introduction to what I've been doing recently musically. It's kind of a nice way of introducing the idea of new music coming.
I was going to say, it sounds really uplifting.
Yeah. It's like, the premise of the whole record, I think, is just focusing on, I think we all need to do ourselves a favour and switch off a little more than we do. I don't know, maybe everyone's always felt this way, but I feel like we run at 100 miles an hour all the time. It's good to slow down a bit.
Yeah. And travelling seems to be quite an inspiration for you as well.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is just, I find it hard to be create or like inspired if you're in your comfort zone, because it's so easy just to like, oh, a bit of Netflix, or you know. So it's good to go like, okay, where am I going to be outside of my comfort zone? So yeah, a bit of traveling. I mean, on this record I did three little trips. I did a month in Barcelona, I did 2 weeks in Norfolk, I did a little cabin by myself, and then the last trip was the Isle of Skye.
I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah.
So I got the train from Euston to Glasgow, Glasgow to Malik.
Yeah.
And then Malik over to the Isle of Skye. It was beautiful. I found a couple online that were willing to rent me a little room. I can't drive either, so once you're there, you are there. Someone came to pick me up, and then it's like, okay, you're here now.